Dear Lord, we do just pray for Trish now as she preaches to us and gives us your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Well, I firmly believe that honesty is the best policy, so I'm going to come clean. Until about an hour ago, I thought I was doing a sermon for all age, for lots of little people, all sorts. So I've thought and prayed in that last hour, and I'm going on the line that we're all young at heart. So if this is a little bit visual, a bit symbolistic, then please bear with me, but I'll do my best to make it appropriate for all that are here. So in that line, are you feeling sharp this morning? Brains nice and clear? Good. Could we start with some pictures, please, Roger? This is my fault because I asked Roger to do it for me from the back because I know what I'm like. If you give me a machine, you might be here for a very long time. I will adapt to the questions that we're going to ask of these pictures. We're not used, are we? In our society, we're so used to everything being so quick that when we have to wait for anything, it just seems rather nice, especially when you can't reach for your mobile phone and just check your emails or whatever. We're not just having those little moments of silence, and they're really something to be thankful for. Some pictures. Right, there we go. Thank you very much, Roger. As you look at them, can you see a link? Can anybody see a link between all the pictures? Yes, you know. Excellent! Atta girl, yes. Royalty, said Jill. The Royal Army. Young lady in the Royal Air Force, young gentleman in the Navy, Royal Chelsea Pensioners, the Queen's Counsel, James Bond on Her Majesty's Secret Service, and a swan. And apparently the Queen owns most of the swans in the country. Not all, but she does own most of the swans in the country. But well done, Jill. So, I think we'll have a look at 007 because we never know quite what he's up to, and we won't because he might hiss. So we've got these pictures and what they represent. They all represent people who do things in the Queen's name. Because the Queen is who she is and she has that authority. And then people can do things, these people that serve in her name, with her authority, on her behalf. And we could have put some more adult pictures in there, like customs and excise, those sort of things. People that do their job on behalf of the Queen, in the name of the Crown. So those words, in her name, are quite significant words. Thank you, Roger. In our reading this morning, there were those words, in my name. King Jesus is speaking to his disciples, and he says that God is going to send his Holy Spirit in his name. So what does that mean? What's going on there? It's the night of the Last Supper, Jesus' last night on earth, and it's an unsettled sort of night. We can only imagine what it must have been like for the disciples. First of all, there's the shock of this feet washing. What's all that about? And then Jesus goes on to unpack what love looks like, how difficult and tough love can be. But he also talks about the wonder of love and this love relationship between God the Father and Jesus. And he says that this relationship is bound so closely together and that he wants his disciples, those in that room that night, and all of us that would come after. He wants us to be bound in that love relationship. So love is really important. You can imagine, if you're there, the disciples, and you're listening to all of this, Jesus has got so much to say, and he knows this is his last opportunity to say it, and it's so important. But for those listening, have you ever been in a situation where somebody's telling you some really important things, some things you really know you need to know, and you're trying desperately to keep concentrating, I'm going to have to remember this, and I know this is so important, and I'm not sure I'm up to this. This is a bit tough for me. I don't think I can do this. Have you ever been in that situation? Because I know I have. And I think that's what the disciples were feeling that night. And Jesus sees this in their faces, and he tells them, don't be troubled. He tells them that if we just do as he asks and love in the way that he's called us to love, we can be sure that God the Father, Jesus, will be very close to us. But he also goes on to give them another promise. The promise that God will send the Holy Spirit in his name. The Holy Spirit comes in the name of Jesus, in the name of the King, with his authority and for the good of the kingdom. So the Holy Spirit's coming to help us, coming to help us. How is that going to work? First of all, what does this Holy Spirit look like? No, not first of all. No, I'm going to say something else first. These words, in his name, they're really important. This is a little snapshot of John's Gospel. But if we step back and look at John's Gospel, you think of the very beginning, our Christmas readings, and John says that Jesus comes that people might believe in his name. And then right at the end of the Gospel, chapter 20, just before the end, he says that he's written the Gospel so that people will believe and have life in his name. These in his name words are very important. John's Gospel is written in a way that wants people to see who Jesus is, to see who Jesus is and then be welcomed into the kingdom. And these words, in his name, are about giving us the authority to help people see who Jesus is, that they might be welcomed into the kingdom. So really important words. The Holy Spirit is coming to help us to do this. So what is the Holy Spirit going to do? Jesus said the Holy Spirit is going to teach us and remind us of all that he wanted us to know. And he uses the word counselor. The original word, the Greek, the paraclete word, which nobody knows how to translate, and people have spent centuries discussing what this word should be, and they've come up with all sorts of answers, like counselor, advocate, somebody that's right there standing in your corner, friend, comforter. Not the sort of comforter that says, there, it's all going to be all right. But the sort of comforter that says, you can do this. Yes, of course you can. I'm right here with you. I'm beside you. You can do this. Counselor, all of those words. They all, helper, friend. The message uses the word friend. And I think that's a really good word, because a friend can be all of those things. If they're a really good friend, a friend that you can trust, a friend that you've been given who has that authority, another believer, in his name. So the Holy Spirit's coming to do all this. But how is it going to work? Well, I think we have a pictorial suggestion that might help us to understand how that works here in church. Roger, could we have our close-up picture? This is the Easter season, and if you look right up at the altar, you can see the lovely picture on the front of the altar frontal. The crown at the top, King Jesus, the crown of King Jesus, his kingdom. Then underneath it, the cross. Everyone who comes to know Jesus, everyone who comes to believe in his name, comes to the cross. That is the way. That is where we meet the love of Jesus. That's because of the cross that we come to this place, the love of Jesus. This cross has four points on it. Points that point outwards. Out to bring people in, out to the world, to tell the world, to show the world about Jesus, and to invite them to come back to this place, to the cross, to the symbol of God's love, the symbol of Jesus' love for us. This is how much he loves us. This is where our love relationship with him began. This is like our place, if you like, the first place where we met Jesus, the cross. And then round it, we've got 12 little lines, a bit like the 12 apostles, a bit like those first disciples, but they are all the apostles, all the disciples, all of us who come to believe in his name. Little golden threads going out from that cross. And they don't have any points, not at either end. They're not going in just out, they're not going just in. They're going out and they're going in. They're coming out from the love of Christ to take it out to the world. But in order to be able to keep doing that, they need to keep going back into the love of Christ and being refilled with that love. How does that happen? That prayer relationship. It happens here this morning as we come together in prayer. It happens privately when we're praying and telling Jesus about our love for him and he's just filling us with love again. That's where it happens. Those little golden threads. And prayer is that golden thread woven through us. If that prayer thread runs through us, we will never stray far from that cross. We will pray a particular prayer a little bit later on. The Lord's Prayer, Our Father, Thy kingdom come. Roger, could we have another picture? A few years ago, Margot might be able to remind me whether it's 3 or 4 years ago, I can't quite remember when Archbishop Justin and Archbishop John started the Thy Kingdom Come initiative. And they had this plan that if they asked the whole church to pray from Ascension Day until the day of Pentecost, 10 days of prayer, really inviting the Holy Spirit to come afresh, that it would help to build the kingdom. And this initiative was a huge success. And year on year, it's got bigger. And this year, I can tell you, it's absolutely global. A few weeks ago, Archbishop Justin went and met the Pope. I love this picture. And they talked together about Thy Kingdom Come. And Archbishop Justin asked the Pope, would he mind just recording a little message for Thy Kingdom Come? And apparently, without a pause, the Pope took Archbishop's mobile phone and recorded a lovely message. If you have access to YouTube, I do ask you to go home and just click on it. If you put in Thy Kingdom Come, and you'll see one of the options that will come up. But what the gist of what the Pope said was that when we pray Thy Kingdom Come, we invite the Holy Spirit to come into our hearts. He says that our hearts over time tend to shrink, and that as we come to the Holy Spirit will widen and enlarge our hearts. That's just as we were saying here. Can we go back to our other picture, please, Roger? That as we go in those golden threads of love to the Holy Spirit, we can ask the Holy Spirit to fill us afresh with his love and take us out. As I say, Thy Kingdom Come is global and it's here. And you'll hear a little bit more about that at the end of the service. Can we just pray for a moment now? Father God, we thank you so much for Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you sent the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We thank you that we have all come to that cross and known the love of Jesus. Lord, continually fill our hearts as we come to you in prayer and send us out in the power of your love. In Jesus' name, amen.